Good evening, everyone. The time is 6 p.m. and I will officially declare the meeting open. I'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which we are meeting, the Whadjuk people of the Noongar Nation, and pay my respects to elders past, present, and emerging. I'd like to welcome to the meeting guests this evening, Councillor Georgia Johnson, Mayor Kath Hamilton, Deputy Mayor Ian Johnson, and the CEO Recruitment Committee Independent Consultant Helen Hardcastle from Learning Horizons. Welcome. Okay, so this evening there are no apologies. Everyone is in the chambers. Disclosures of interest. So we have received a disclosure of interest prior to the meeting from our Chief Financial Officer relating to item 19.2. He has declared an interest affecting impartiality, and the nature of the interest is due to the reporting relationship in the position to the position of CEO. So I've accepted that. Do I have any other disclosures of interest from councillors? No. Okay. So item four, announcements by the chairperson. 4.1, 2023-2024 annual returns. So these annual returns are due to be received by the CEO by no later than Monday, the 26th of August, 2024. So if you haven't already completed yours, if you could please complete them as a matter of priority, as the Triple C has to be notified of any returns not received by the due date. So just a friendly reminder. Okay, item five, response to previous questions taking on notice, there are nil. Item six, public question time. No questions from the public. Item seven is application for leave of absence. So councillors, I will be requesting leave this evening from the 24th of August to the 22nd of September 2024 inclusive. Do we have any other applications for leave? Okay, can I have a mover and a seconder? Move Councillor Sutherland, seconded Councillor Palifka. All those in favour? You're not? That's unanimous, maybe. Did you have your hand up? Yeah. Okay, thank you, everyone. Councillor Jenks. Okay, item eight, petitions, deputations and presentations. There are nil. Item nine, confirmation of minutes. So may I please have a mover and seconder to confirm the minutes of the meeting held on the 27th of June 2024. Moved Deputy Chair, seconded Councillor Sutherland. I'll put it straight to the vote. All those in favour? That's unanimous. Okay, item 10, questions by members of which due notice has been given, and there are none this evening. Item 11, questions without notice. So, councillors, do you have any questions that are not specific to the employee reports on the agenda? No? Item 12, announcement of confidential matters for which meeting may be closed to the public. So, the following confidential reports are covered in section 19 of this agenda, being deed of licence for flare site at Redhill Waste Management Facility and CEO recruitment. So, councillors, in regards to the CEO recruitment, we have the candidate and a HR consultant waiting to present. To make the most of their time, it is proposed that confidential item 19.2 be dealt with prior to section 13, business not dealt with from a previous meeting. So, may I first request a mover and a seconder to move the procedural motion for the confidential item 19.2 be dealt with now. Move Deputy Chair, seconded Councillor Ellery. All those in favour? That is unanimous. So the next thing we need to do is, can I have a mover and seconder to go behind closed doors? Move Deputy Chair, seconded Councillor Ellery. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Now ask all the officers to leave other than the minute taker. Okay. I'm now at item 13, business not dealt with from a previous meeting. There is nil. Item 14, employee reports. Anyone wish to pull any of these items? to discuss? If not, can I have a mover and seconder to move on block and adopt the recommendations in the employee report? Move Councillor Ames, seconded Councillor Ellery. Put it to the vote. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Item 15 is report of committees. There is nil. Item 16, reports of delegates. We have 16.1, Municipal Waste Advisory Council minutes held on the 26th of June, and item 16.2, Municipal Waste Advisory Council meeting minutes held the 31st of July, 2024. These minutes are included in the agenda. And I'll just ask Councillor Johnson if she wishes to address council.
Thank you for the opportunity.
No, we'll get you on.
Thank you. So these minutes for two meetings that NWAC held, one of them was an update of the various policies and position statements, especially around extended producer responsibility. The extra meeting held on the 31st of July was to discuss a review of the state waste policy, and that position has been circulated around all the regions through WELGA for discussion at our WELGA State Council. So that's what those ones are about. If anyone's got any questions, happy to try and answer them.
Thank you for the update. Are there any questions from councillors? Councillor James?
Yeah, thank you for your involvement. And is there any movement on additional containers being brought into the container deposit scheme, as in, say, wine bottles or anything like that? I know it was discussed about 12 months ago, but...
Yes, so that was the review of the container deposit scheme was flagged by the department more than a year ago. Those responses and submissions have been made, and very strongly the submissions have been made to add wine and spirit bottles to the collection, but no response has been received by the government yet in terms of the submissions.
Thank you. Any other questions? No. Thank you very much, Councillor Johnson. Okay, item 17, members' motions of which previous notice has been given, there is nil. And 18, new business of an urgent nature, there is nil. Item 19 has already been dealt with. So we're on to item 20, future meetings of council. And the next meeting will be held on Thursday, the 26th of September, if required. And I will now declare the meeting closed at 7:50 p.m. Thank you, everyone.